In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor explores one way to find locally produced organic food even during winter months.
Food is often a subject of conversation at my house because my family takes great pleasure in cooking and eating. Lately, that conversation has centered on where our food comes from, thanks in part to our viewing of the 2009 film Food Incorporated. This documentary describes how consolidation in the food industry has diminished the control American farmers exercise over the way they operate and filled grocery stores with food products of questionable value. I've also been revisiting recent books by Michael Pollan on the difficulty of eating well in a world dominated by industrial food production, The Omnivore's Dilemma, In Defense of Food, and his most recent, Food Rules. I come away from Pollan's writing with a renewed sense of why it's important to seek out good food, by which I mean food that's enjoyable to eat and produced with regard for the health of people and the environment. The thing is, neither I nor my spouse, who, to give credit where credit is due, does most of our shopping, want to make choosing what to buy and eat its own occupation. How much of our decision-making can we hand over to someone else? I recently put this question to Jacqueline Hanna, who's the general manager of the Common Ground Food Co-op in Urbana. I was happy to be reminded that my values align well with the values of the co-op, which, according to its mission, promotes local and organic production, fosters conscious consumerism, and builds community. This means as long as Hannah and her buyers do their work conscientiously, they're doing much of the work I don't want to bother with, but not all. Hannah pointed out that even with the adoption of a formal policy on how to make buying decisions, which is now in the works, the people who decide what the co-op will stock face questions for which there are no black and white answers, just as consumers do. Take produce, for example, where foods that are both local and organic are not always available. Is the organic apple trucked in from the West Coast preferable to the local apple that's grown with the use of pesticides? It's hard to say. And what is local, anyway? Hannah noted that some other food co-ops define local as food that comes from within their state. Common Ground is leaning toward a definition based on mileage, since it would be unreasonable to prefer food from farther away in southern Illinois over food from closer by in Indiana, just because the food from Indiana would cross a state line in transit. If you haven't been into Common Ground, you might be surprised at just how much local food is available there, even at this time of year. There are some things that keep well, of course, such as jams and honey. But there's also local produce, including spinach and carrots from Blue Moon Farms, and there are dairy products from Kilgus Farmstead in Fairbury. The co-op also carries meat from local farms and a wide range of bulk foods that allow consumers to buy only as much as they need without a lot of wasteful packaging. If you're interested in learning more about local food production in East Central Illinois, stop by the Environmental Almanac website for a list of upcoming talks and other resources.
Rob Cantor is the senior writer with the Environmental Change Institute at the University of Illinois. To find out more about Environmental Almanac or to listen to it again, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. Support for Environmental Almanac is provided by the University of Illinois Office of Sustainability.